Simple de flavor, with some more essence of your fan. Tuning in and hear what's brewing, the list that's also there. Controversy in the air, opinions flying high. Sean's got the scoop, don't miss out. Give it a try, from the top to the bottom. The rankings are alive. Every week a new surprise, keeping listeners revised. So grab your sombrero. Join the fun, don't be late. Cinco de Five-O on WFM.
Just with the stupid AI songs. I thought we were canceling while he was out.
Right.
Cinco de Five-O is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. Oh, he's going to want to make so many AI songs when he comes back.
No,
about
not.
Italy and France. Just please don't.
No, he's not. We're not allowing it.
I just want to let the audience know, we know what you know, what Evan doesn't know. We don't like him. All right? That one's all right. 888-808-1019. All right, Cinco de Five-O, my five favorite all-star game memories of my lifetime to kind of set the scene and get the juices flowing. Here we go.
Here we go.
Number five.
How about that game in 2013 at Citi Field when you heard Enter Sandman and out came Mariano Rivera for one final time at an all-star game? By the way, he was the answer to our Tri-State Cadillac Dealers Baseball IQ trivia question, which we did get a winner on. Mariano Rivera was the MVP of that game. He came out for one final time in the all-star game, and it happened to be in New York at Citi Field. Really cool meshing of the Mets Yankees where we didn't have to hate each other.
Right, that was a solid one.
Exactly. Here we go.
Number four.
Yankee Stadium, 2008. While we all talked about the home run derby, I had forgotten this and then went over it, rabbit hole. What a memorable night. 15 innings deep into the night in the Bronx. Michael Young hit a game-winning sac fly. It is still tied for the longest All-Star game in Major League Baseball history.
I mean, is it necessary for an All-Star game to go into extra innings?
It is not.
I mean, come on. Those guys had to be like, get me the hell out of here.
Exactly. Well, now at least we'd get the runner on second and hopefully wrap that up earlier. All right, here we go.
Number three.
1999 Fenway Park. This was the one for me where I guess I'm probably 13 years old this time, 12, 13, whatever it is. This was baseball perfectly. Bringing out Ted Williams on a cart with all the stars on the field at Fenway Park. And like that time, we're just talking about, I hate to say it, the steroid era, but in a good way, right? McGuire, Sosa. Think about the time baseball was thriving and you have the legends of the past and it's Fenway Park. I don't even remember what happened in the actual game.
Right.
But pregame, that was, if you loved baseball and grew up on it, man, that tickled everything in 1999. Here we go.
Number two.
To Tiki's point about how long baseball games could go. 2002, Miller Park, Milwaukee, the tie. The game ends in a tie. We used all the players up. It didn't even go that long. This led the following year to Bud Selig announcing that the All-Star game would now count towards home field advantage in the World Series to make sure we got a winner worth a purpose. Right, I have that right. It was after that.
Why would that have precipitated that?
Because people killed the league that they sat there and watched an All-Star game with no winner. Now think about
who cares about the winner?
Tiki, you're right. I think we've evolved as a society.
Right? Haven't we?
There was that one time where people actually really did care about the outcome of the All-Star game in baseball.
And well, remember, it's really the only one that you can actually play.
Right.
Way that it's actually played.
And at that time, interleague play was only still in its... within the first 5-6 years
fantasy stages, bragging rights.
Where you just played like the opposite division. So you still didn't get all the stars always playing all the stars.
Right.
So there was something to it still in 2002. But it is funny, Tiki, to look back. I happen to be somebody, and I know Evan feels the same way, that liked that the All-Star Games outcome started the count for home field advantage, as ridiculous as it is, because it made the game interesting.
Yeah,
As a Yankee fan, I was like, I'm rooting for the American League.
It gave you something to play for.
Exactly. And I liked it. People hated it. Whatever. That's not what I'm here to discuss. But it, to that point, 2025, could you imagine going in the 11th inning, we really need a winner here. This game can't end in a tie. If tie ended in a tie, after eight innings, who would give a damn? It's what a different
start
world.
Start putting position players in there to throw Aoife's pitches.
What a different world that we cared that much that it was a big controversy in 2002.
Actually, that's how you end a game quickly. Put the position players in.
Yeah, that's true. Have them start pitching.
Right.
Just incredible. I actually, maybe
I found another rule change for All-Star Weekend.
Yeah.
After nine innings,
it's got to
be position players.
Evan would be good with this, and I have to see where to go through the archive. I'd love to hear the day after that. Mike had to have opened with the tie, and I bet you Mike couldn't stand. Mike and Dog probably couldn't stand.
Michael, there's got to be a winner. I mean, we sat there for 4 hours. I want to see a winner.
Right?
I'm sure they spent 3 hours. And then when it came out, the new rule, I'm sure they hated that too.
Yeah.
I'm not shocked that you like that as far as home field advantage. I am floored that my dear friend, Evan Reginald Roberts, liked that. That is so hokey for an exhibition game.
Well, it just gives some meaning to it.
But who cares?
It's in the middle of the season.
But it doesn't need the meaning.
And remember, we lived at a time in Major League Baseball, think about this also, where home field advantage was alternated by league every other year.
Yeah.
So it was a way to change that. That was a terrible way to do it.
Does NHL mean anything?
No. No. And now they do the Four Nations. So.
Right. So it doesn't even matter.
No.
Well,
nothing means anything.
It doesn't. NBA doesn't mean anything.
No. But nothing means anything.
The American League dominated for years, and you got Mariano Rivera on the mound against not the scrubs, but not the top all-stars because it's the bench players by the ninth inning.
But you see,
how is that determining World Series home field advantage?
That's a very good point.
They're all still all-stars. Here was the big problem. It wasn't that who was determining it. It's should every team be represented in the all-star game if it determines home field?
Right, so, which is what they do in baseball.
Right. So do I need a member of the Rockies on this all-star team batting in the eighth inning determining who home field advantage
is? Right, exactly.
So, yeah, there were flaws to it, but I still liked it. All right, here we go.
Number one.
This is just because I like laughing. Well, I wanted to put the John Crook helmet on backwards moment. I didn't.
Oh.
The 2001 All-Star Game in Seattle when Tommy Lasorda hit the deck after a broken bat off Vlad Guerrero Jr. There was something about old Tommy Lasorda at the time flying down the ground. I didn't stop laughing for three innings.
He was a great character.
He was.
Baseball.
And the way I do this list is today I sat myself, I said, if I close my eyes and I think of the All-Star Game, what was the moment I enjoyed the most? And I have to say it was 2001 Tommy Lasorda falling like that. There was something about it that was great.
If you had listed this, if you did this one, and I forgot, I just zoned out here. How do you not put on A-Rod sending Cal Ripken to short?
Same game as the Lasorda game. That's 2001.
So who cares?
I didn't want to double up on the game.
Oh, shut up. You forgot. It's fine. You could just say you forgot. You could just say no biggie, my bad.
If I forgot, how would I know it's the same game, jackass?
You're talking about, because you know it's the same game. That doesn't mean that you didn't forget it.
No,
you're talking about, and Cal hit a homer there. Now they grooved it. He knew you know, it was coming. But as far as A-Rod, that moment with Cal, I mean, that was great.
Right. Can I make an admittance to you as a baseball fan?
Yeah.
And this is going to sound silly because
you hated it.
It's not that I hated it. Evan and I argued over who, like, replaced Cal Ripken, and I was really right, even though he wasn't right. Okay, remember that whole thing?
Long-term, immediate thing.
In my life as a baseball fan, with all the records and everything, I gotta be fair. The thing I've cared about the least was, in my childhood, the legacy of Cal Ripken. the games played streak.
The consecutive games played streak.
Which is incredible, because I do get sick and tired of the days off. I'm not acting like it's incredible, but even that All-Star game... Maybe it's because I didn't grow up in Baltimore and I grew up with a team that rivaled the Orioles in a lot of playoff games and stuff. The Cal Ripken stuff, even when I got to the All-Star game, enough of Cal Ripken. I didn't connect with Cal Ripken as a kid, as like one of the big baseball stars. It was just, all right. Cal Ripken, they beat you to death with it when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Wasn't my thing. I wasn't in the Ripken.
I didn't love baseball when I was a kid, but I remember hearing everything about Cal because I was in Virginia.
Of course. And people loved it. For me, it just wasn't me. I didn't connect with Cal Ripken.
You know what I was thinking about last night? This is from the weird and wacky brain of Tommy Lugauer. I'm watching the Home Run Derby, and I'm thinking about the All-Star Game tonight. We are, and because of the weather last night, has the All-Star Game ever gotten rained out? Or there be a delay? In all these years of watching baseball, I'm 40 years old.
There had to have been.
Remember one instance where there was a delay or they banged the game? Like, how would they handle that? It's an exhibition. What if there was the weather we got last night in Atlanta?
Right, if you got that, if they had that today.
Push it back to Wednesday?
They'd have, compromise, right? Because it's only a day of travel for some of these guys.
Correct. Now
right?
The Yankees, Teak, are starting in Atlanta, so they could just hang there.
It's easy for the Yankee players, but
the rest of them.
So you got to go back to San Francisco. Yeah. That's a pain in the butt.
Sean, I don't remember once in my life that
the All-Star game has never been canceled because of rain.
Could you imagine?
It's been played every year since 1933, except for 1 year, 1945. That was wartime travel restrictions. There have been two times when rain cut plays short. 1952 in Philadelphia. It was called off at the end of the fifth inning.
And then COVID, obviously, right?
Well, that didn't play at all.
Right.
So I think we're just not really counting that year. And during the second All-Star game in 1961, there were two games played per summer in 59 through 61. Rain stopped play after nine innings, and the game was tied at Fenway Park.
Wait, they played two All-Star games?
Yeah. Now, somebody who maybe is old-time, he's going to have to explain that to me.
Why?
I don't know.
And
I don't
also, 1969, there was postponed due to rain and played the following day.
Okay. I didn't see that in this round.
So that's the most recent one.
So that would fit the bill, though. The other ones were played and then cut short. So in 69, they played it on Wednesday. So that is crazy. But remember, we went all those years.
But that was way before.
Right. So we've had nothing. Now, also, you got to remember, there are some of these stadiums have been domes. You might have lucked out. We also went our entire time for a long time until that Colts Bears Super Bowl without the Super Bowl ever seeing raindrops.
Mm.
And then you had that famous, that's when Prince played Purple Rain.
Yeah, the Rex Grossman, Devin Hester.
And I think a couple times you've seen drops since. And then, remember, in football, you didn't get an overtime Super Bowl until, now we've seen two of them in recent memory.
San Fran KC was an OT a couple years ago.
And the Falcons, the comeback, right? That was the first ever one. So, I'm tying football into this to say you'd be shocked at how many times you think something should happen. We went that long without a Super Bowl in overtime. We've never really seen the rained out All-Star
game. It's just crazy to me because there's so much rain in the summer that most of them are not indoors. I'd have to go back, but to my memory, most of the All-Star games in my lifetime have been outdoors. Even the Derby, there's never been any rain to impact these things.
I'm sure if there have been raindrops that we've forgotten about, they probably play through a lot of that to make sure that's a lot of money making. There's people there. You can't ask people to come back after four innings and do another game.
And in 1990, the All-Star game was at Wrigley. They had an hour rain delay, but the game was still completed.
Okay, an hour rain delay. All right, there was something else from the All-Star game I wanted to get to, and I wanted to play this game, see if you guys could guess. Don't play the audio yet. I want to get everybody's guess, Paulie. Aaron Judge, because you ask All-Stars ridiculous questions, was asked, guys, to name the three greatest candy bars.
Three greatest candy bars.
Three greatest candy bars.
Are we guessing now?
Let's play.
Are we guessing what he's saying?
Let's guess what he said. After we hear what he said, we could debate what the three greatest candy bars are. This is King Aaron Judge.
Okay.
His candy bars. You got that, Dan? Go, Tiki. What do you think he would say?
Snickers.
Okay.
Three Musketeers.
I like the nougat.
And I'm going to something way off the beaten path, so I'm going to say like a Kind bar.
A Kind bar? Does that count?
I mean, whatever. A candy bar.
No Twix for you?
I love Twix.
You don't think Aaron Judge would go Twix?
I don't think he's going Twix.
All right.
Because I think King Aaron Judge is a panderer. I'm going to say he went Baby Ruth.
Oh, good one.
Solid.
He went Twix because of the Seinfeld Costanza tie-in. Mm. And then, he went, Butterfinger.
Ooh, butter.
Oh,
jackass. If you don't catch the joke,
look
obviously,
at you.
Drop the pop-up.
You jackass. All right. I know what he said, so I'm not going to comment until after. Aaron Judge giving his three favorite candy bars of all time.
Rank the top three candy bars of all time. Sequential order.
Wow. Candy bars, I'm going Snickers, number one, Kit Kat, and then Twix.
Kit Kat.
Kit Kat is phenomenal.
Dude, I forgot about the Kit Kat.
I don't like Kit Kat.
Put it in the freezer.
Well, it's a wafer, though, because that's why.
But it is covered in chocolate. Yeah, I don't like the texture. It's like eating a chocolate-covered packing peanut. Mm.
I completely forgot about the Kit Kat.
What makes Kit Kat great is the breaking part of it. It's like a toy. It's like eating a toy.
Right.
So,
and Twix, obviously.
Overall, Snickers, Kit Kat, Twix. Do you think he did a good list?
No, he's solid.
I think Twix and Snickers, to me, interchangeable, one and two. It's number three you have the debate on.
Snickers is the one that you...
Snooki, you were going to say.
Snickers is the one that you... Everybody knows it. It feels like they're everywhere.
Not including Milky Way is a problem for me.
Milky Way's a good one.
Milky Ways are so...
What's softer?
What truly is the difference between a Milky Way and a Snickers? It's both
softer.
Caramel.
It's softer.
Well,
softer.
Isn't there nougat in Milky Way, not in Snickers, I believe.
I don't know.
I think they both might have it.
Tiki was onto one, though. The Three Musketeers is vastly underrated in society.
Yeah, agreed.
The nougat inside. Now, I'll give you kind of, can I give you an off? I know they call Jerry Recco off-brand Jerry in the morning. He's a little off-brand one. Cookies and cream Hershey bar. You never had the cookies and cream Hershey bar?
That.
Really?
It's a great call, Sean.
Oh, it's tremendous. It's obviously got like that white chocolate with the, I guess it's Hershey
crunches.
So
it's white and like black? Like black and white?
Black and white, but like, it's not Oreo, but like, let's just call it like Hershey crumbles within the white chocolate. It's great.
Never had them.
Cookies and cream. Or I guess it's cream, whatever. Right. You know what I mean? It's excellent.
And I think the fact that King, I'm not saying he's lying. The King would never lie. But it feels like the King there just gave you the top three that are on everybody's mind. Like, he didn't go off menu, off brand.
I think Kit Kat's a little off brand.
Nah, I don't think so. He didn't give you anything wacky. So I wonder
Kit Kats
if he,
are, it's Halloween candy.
Good point.
Is this his actual list?
He gave you all the Halloween candy.
Yeah. It's so, let me think of a couple candy bars and move on.
There was a follow-up in that audio. Don't worry, Paul. I didn't ask you to get it. It was, I think it was Lauren Shahidi who was the one that asked him the question, said, how do you not include a Reese's peanut butter cup? And Aaron answered right back and said, that's not a candy bar. And he's right.
It's true.
He is right. He is right.
It's in cup form. That is not a candy bar. Also, I think you were right. Butterfinger, you're making a joke. Very good. And 100 grand underrated as well. You ever have 100 grand?
I mean, I think I've seen it, but I don't know what
that is. Not in candy.
Yeah.
So Aaron Judge having fun out at the All-Star game. Aaron Judge also named his favorite three ex-teammates. Okay? Now, I think this is important to note because he has a very, very famous ex-teammate that is not playing in the All-Star game this week that played for the Mets.
But he was only his teammate for a season. So
you don't think he named him as one of his favorite ex-teammates?
No. King Aaron Judge did not name Juan Soto.
Okay.
He didn't know him long enough. There's no way.
I mean, he's been one of the stars in baseball along with him. Got to play, made a World Series with him. Remember that, too. Mm-hmm. Aaron Judge has only made one World Series in his career, and it was with Juan Soto. So you don't think he included him in his three favorite former teammates?
No.
Are you aware, Tommy, of Aaron Judge's three favorite former teammates that he was asked
I have
about?
Not heard this audio yet.
Do you think Juan Soto's included?
I think if he was included, you would not be playing the audio, so I'm going to go with no.
Right.
How little
Glaber definitely was.
Glaber's a good one, too. He made a World Series with him.
Well, he was just hanging out with him, all sitting there watching jazz.
Okay, here we go. Paulie, play it.
Who's your top three former teammates?
Top three?
Yeah.
I'm going to start with Rhett Gardner. Number two, I go CeCe Sabathia.
Yeah.
Quite a leader, just a mentor for everybody in that little clubhouse. And three, man, I miss my guy T-Way, Callaway.
So I know that was very difficult to hear. It was Brett Gardner, CeCe Sabathia.
Which all makes sense. Those two make perfect sense.
Yeah, those were the veterans when he came up. So you're sitting there for number three. I had forgotten about Glaber's a good one. I'm thinking I really thought when I first heard this audio, he was going to say Juan Soto. He went Tyler Wade? Utility man?
Maybe they had a bond that we just didn't see.
Maybe in the minor leagues? No Juan Soto? No Glaber Torres? He goes, Tyler Wade? Tommy, that's our king. He doesn't think that highly of Juan Soto.
Apparently. Oh, is that where you're going with this? Now, as far as Tyler Wade.
How long was he on the Yankees?
Now, I don't know. They might have spent time in the minor leagues together and then played very briefly with the Yankees. Well, I have to go back.
He was there for 4 years, though.
On and off. But that's incredible to go Tyler Wade there.
He was there 5 years.
I couldn't believe that third answer. I couldn't believe it. Does it bother you, Tommy, that he didn't go Soto there?
No, because, I mean, he only was teammates with him for 1 year. So I think when you look at a guy like CeCe Sabathia, you know, Hall of Famer, you look at a guy like Brett Gardner, who was around forever, and Tyler Wade, who has one of the best rosters ever as far as dating history, you got to respect Game. I mean, Game respects Game in that spot.
And real quick on Tyler Wade, this is a New York Post article from 2022. He was, when he was traded to the Angels, the first time he was back in the Bronx, he had dinner with his close friend, Aaron Judge.
All right.
So there is a thing there for sure.
All right, so that's his friend. I thought it was interesting, nonetheless. 888-808-1019. Steve in Montville. Steve, what's up?
Hey, guys. The second All-Star game, that was for the players' pension fund.
Oh, interesting.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good call. Yeah. I didn't even realize that.
All right. That's different.
And also, there's an old saying, no matter what side of an argument you're on, you always wish that someone that on your side of the argument was on the other side. And that's pretty much how I feel about Sal Licata. I'm a Mets fan. I just wish you were a Yankee.
That's great.
Poor Sal. Poor Sal. By the way, I want a webcam on Sal all night long. And thus the freaky's happening.
Right. He's going to be required now to prove that he's not watching the All-Star game.
He is not allowed to watch that game tonight. Brian in Northport. Brian, what's up?
Milky Way.
Yep.
Snickers. They all have chocolate. They all have nougat. They all have caramel.
Yeah.
Snickers, you had the peanuts.
Oh, that's the difference. Peanuts inside of Snickers, giving it a little crunch.
I don't know why I felt like Milky Way. Now I know they don't, now that I'm thinking about them. Of course they don't have peanuts.
I guess the key to a good candy bar always starts with the caramel, though, right? Think about all those other ones.
Yeah.
That little caramel tail whips right out of there. Oh, yeah.
Right, because it's the chocolate you think you're going to get.
Yeah.
But then it's like the hit of something else that really sticks with you.
Oh, that other stuff is so good. Yeah, the hit of something else is right. AJ in Dutchess County. AJ, what's up?
Hey, AJ.
Hey, anybody talk about the Reggie bar?
No. They rebought those out a couple of years ago, and it was, I don't know, I thought it was disgusting.
Oh, no, they're fantastic. They're still available.
They're still selling them? Yeah, that can't be a top five candy bar, or top three candy bar of all time, though. Come on.
What was it?
the Reggie bar.
It I know,
was
what
Reggie
was in
Jackson.
It? I'm looking at it right now, but what was in it?
It was more of a round bar, and I think there was nuts in it, another nougat-y kind of thing.
I mean, those are just two, you know, things you see a lot in chocolate bars, so you kind of just pulled that out of your rear end.
No, there might have been caramel in it. It had the hits.
It had a chocolate, you know, surrounding a wafer.
Yeah, it was chocolate, and it had everything every candy bar has. It was just put in a different position.
Yeah, I think what we realize here is there's no bad chocolate bar. There are some greater ones than others, but there's really nothing bad, especially when you put
all
in the...
All of them you eat in moderation, you'll be fine.
Well, Sean doesn't. But
there is no moderation.
You put them
here.
In the freezer, they're delicious.
All right, David in Melville. David, what's up?
They need someone for your team probably.
All right, David, got to let you go on that. Matt in Belmore. Matt, what's up?
Guys, I was just telling Mr. Positive Tommy there. I called you guys about 6 times in the last year, and 4 of them have been about food. I'm in my wheelhouse right now, all right?
I love it.
It was 369. I'm now down to 260, so I'm not as big as I used to be, but I still enjoy my chocolate bars. Aaron Judge list is chalk. I think he just went he went with the hits. Everybody knows.
Right. He went with the Halloween candy. He went with everything you get in the Halloween bag.
Exactly. It's a CVS store grab bag of mixed bag of just random chocolates. Big shout out, big miss. A lot of people just right now, the Crunch, classic Crunch bar.
Oh, the
Crunch. And a little bit of texture similar to the Twix.
The Hershey's Crunch.
Great chocolate.
That's not bad. The Crunch bar is not bad. Here's my issue
That's the blue wrapper, right?
Yes.
And it's like thin.
Hear me out. Big issue I have with the Crunch bar, the Bunch of Crunch, which is basically like a smaller, broken up version of the Crunch bar, is better than the Crunch bar. So I've eliminated it from
I've never even heard of that.
Bunch of Crunch is a big movie hit now, Teak.
Big movie theater popcorn.
Big time.
And Sean, you're right, because the Bunch of Crunch is now more popular than the standard Crunch bar.
Exactly. So if you have another...
Oh, but they're just like little... They're poppers. You just pop... Like, it's still a Crunch bar. It's just not in poppet form.
Exactly.
It's still a Crunch bar.
But here's the thing. If in poppet form now is better than the actual candy bar, how can I put you in the top three candy bar? You're not even the best version of yourself.
Well, it's not a candy bar.
I know. So, but it's a version of the candy bar broken up. People would rather eat that version than the candy
bar. In theory, you can eat it more in moderation because you don't have to eat the whole thing.
Tiki.
You just get a handful.
Only you understand moderation. We are fat you-know-what. Yeah.
Tiki looks like a mannequin, and Sean looks like a thumb if it had a mouth.
I eat worse than you guys.
But
your metabolism
burn more calories than we
do. Exactly. People that are jacked eat more to build muscle. They cut it. Sean has just gotten half of that part right. By the way, fat guy question for you, Sean.
Uh-huh.
Movie theater popcorn and chocolate. Do you ever break the chocolate up and throw it into the popcorn? Of course.
If you're not putting Bunch of Crunch or Reese's Pieces in your popcorn, why'd you bother go to the movie?
I agree. Wash that down with a soda.
Why'd you bother?
You have to. Gotta go big.
My kids got taken by my mother-in-law to the movies to see Elio's or whatever the heck came out this week, a kid movie. Elio, I don't know, whatever.
That's a pizza, isn't it?
Right. Elio's
pizza.
Whatever, there's some kind of kid movie that was out. We had a wedding. My kids the next day, they loved their grandmother, came to meet daddy. Gaga took us to the movies, wouldn't let us get candy.
Really?
Only popcorn.
Ooh.
What was the reasoning from her?
I noticed in the picture there was no candy. They didn't want to say it in front of their mother. I don't know.
That's a party foul.
A party foul. So now...
Grandmas are supposed to do everything that parents aren't.
And my mother-in-law is great to those kids, and she took them for popcorn. I don't know the reasoning, but all I know is now I need to have an uncomfortable conversation with her.
Well, maybe they were acting a fool on the way over.
I'm sure they were, because they've been acting like jerks.
And that's what happens.
But could you imagine being a little kid not getting candy at the movie theater? Blasphemy. All right, more calls on this. We'll reset again. The Sauce Gardner contract, he got a record-setting deal. It's Evan and Tiki here on The Fan. Evan in Europe. He will return on Monday. Sean, Tiki, Tommy, Rosie here along the way as well. So good news for Major League Baseball, sort of. The Home Run Derby, Marchand has this, and so does Richard Deitch, was up 5% over last year. 5.73 million watched on between all of the channels last night's Home Run Derby. 5.45 million watched last year. Now, that seems very minuscule. And can I be snooty as a New Yorker for
a second?
Ahead. You get a little Yankee Jazz Chisholm bump? The Yankees, most popular New York team? A little slight bump?
No. I don't know what it would be. Who else was the star? I mean, Cal Raleigh.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It wasn't really star-driven.
He's a new star.
That's, again, very, very minuscule. Here's the problem. It's up from last year, but overall, you go back to 2021, 7.13 million watched, 6.88 million in 2022, 23, 6.11 million, and then you saw the real nosedive to 5.45, and now back up a little bit. This is still down 2 million people, or 1.5 million people over 4 years. That's a million and a half. You start really making a dent, and that's a lot of people not watching.
Yeah, no.
For a sport where everyone matters.
Well, they have to juice it up in some way. And I don't mean that steroid-based, right. But I'm just saying it has to become more interesting than what we just watched last night.
And shot better.
But it's more than that. It's just, what are you watching? Who can hit the most home runs in a certain amount of time? And you find out that, you know, Worker didn't have enough balls in his bag and in the bucket. It just, like, things like that frustrate you.
It does.
As opposed to who could just smash the longest home runs. That's what it should be. If it's going to be a home run derby, that's what it should be. Because no other home run derby that you or I or any kid out there is ever playing these days is saying, I got to hit 10 home runs in 3.5 minutes. Nobody does it like that.
Nobody does that. And when I'm putting on the home run derby, I'm putting it on because I want to see long balls, right? The old chicks dig the long ball. I'm not putting it on because as a guy's about to hit, we're going to go split screen and interview another baseball player.
Right.
Do the interviews in between everything else. Everything about it drove me nuts, but I feel like I'm screaming into a vortex when you complain about that. Somebody who has been in the home run derby before, done well himself, is David Wright, who's getting his number retired on Saturday at Citi Field. With Evan out, our resident Met fan, positive Tommy Lugauer, is going to take every day during this little half an hour portion, 5:30 to 6, we'll find a time. And we're going to do it right now to count down his five favorite memories of David Wright. Tommy, what do you got for Tuesday?
So for today, I think it feels like yesterday that the new Yankee Stadium, Citi Field, opened up. But it really has been a long, long time. And I look at Citi Field as the place that David Wright built. And I think it was only fitting. He wasn't the first person to hit a home run at Citi Field, but he was the first Met to hit a home run at Citi Field. Let's listen back. Hit it, Paulie.
Into the air, to deep left field. Back goes Headley, looking up, and it's out of here! David Wright ties the game with a three-run homer! New Apple, say hello to Citi Field. The first Met home run of their new home. David Wright with his first of the year, and the Mets have tied the game at 5-5.
They say you always remember your first, and for Sean, it's his only, but yeah, you never remember that first. Sorry, I had to do it. I couldn't. You married your high school sweetheart. What do you want me to do? You know, I might take a shot at you. I'll take a shot at you. It's all good. Even when we're honoring the great David Wright, who's salt of the earth, great guy, I got to take my shot. Where I take my shot. But yes, that was a vent. He's looking at me. Wait, you got to say something? You want to stop?
No,
you want to feel froggy? Jump.
Finish your
bit. It's okay. I'm done. I gave you the highlight. I did the joke. If you're feeling froggy, jump. It's all right.
So you just set that all up to make a joke about
it. I played the highlight. Evan would love that. I played the highlight. I gave you a little setup, and that's it. Very memorable moment. Yeah. First Met to hit a home run at Citi Field, Mr. David Wright.
And Tommy, I'll remember that next time you need me to talk to a very heavyset woman as you're trying to mack it to somebody in Vegas.
Well, hold on a second. The heavyset woman was the friend of the less heavyset woman. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And it's a true story, Tiki.
They're all line drives in a box score.
Well before Tommy was married, we were out in Vegas at a bachelor party, and he looked at me like a quarterback and a wide receiver and said, I know this woman weighs 285 pounds. But I'm going to need you to talk to her for a little bit. And I ran the play, Hakkasan in Vegas. Want to empty some secrets, Tommy?
No, I don't care. I'm very open about that stuff.
Hakkasan.
Yeah, it was nice.
We went to see
Calvin Harris. $100 to get in.
That's it?
Here's the backstory. Yeah, you're going to love this. No, hold on.
Wait for this. You want to hear how cheap this guy is?
Well, hold on a second.
Would you sneak in the back
door? No. So there's a backstory to this. We went out for our buddy's bachelor party. Tiki, you'll love this. It was during the World Cup. And anti-America over there bet against the American team in the World Cup. Oh you forgot about
no,
that part.
I didn't bet against them.
Or you bet for a tie or some stupid thing.
What are you talking about? Emotional hedging you were doing for soccer?
Look, no, I was being a jerk.
2014 World Cup, June. We're in Vegas, okay? We're doing some kind of pool party. Everybody goes to the counter to bet
rehab, which is no longer there as a pool.
One by one, everybody's at the sports book counter betting Team USA because this game's going to be on the pool party. And I'm looking at the odds, and it's like, whatever it is, plus 480 for a draw. I don't know soccer. I'm like, ties happen all the time.
Of course.
I bet the draw, TV.
And?
I win mega bucks.
So they drew.
They drew. The opponent, I forgot who it was. Amazing.
Everybody's
scores
down in the dumps except for
Everybody's
Sean.
Chanting USA, 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 2014 World Cup. Yep. It's an extra time. USA's up by one. whoever they were playing at the time, I forgot. Might have been like Ronaldo.
Dude, whatever. I have no idea.
Scores a goal with a minute left.
So Portugal? Extra
time. That sounds right.
Right. It's, I mean, like, if it was Ronaldo, dude, it was, yeah, Portugal.
Any soccer fan could look up this game. A minute left in extra time. I know nothing about it. Everybody's going nuts. They score the goal to tie it. I jump up with it. Let's go. People looked at me. I essentially got escorted out of the pool party. So we leave.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm with, yep, Tommy.
Uh-huh.
And I go to the counter and I cash in. I'm like, I can't believe I just won this much money betting this. So I look at him. He's basically being bled dry.
Right.
And he looks at me. He goes, Calvin Harris is at Hakkasan tonight. It's $100 a ticket. I was feeling good. I was profiting. I took Tommy to Hakkasan.
Nice.
So after we left the pool party, an Uber driver took us to In-N-Out.
Uh-huh.
And you know those lines at In-N-Out, they're really long. The guy stayed online through the drive-thru. We got in and out. He dropped us off, which was super nice. Then we get to, obviously, the club. And me and Sean come around the corner, and it's like lines to get in Hakkasan. And I'm not overstating this when I say it was probably the greatest collection of hot girls I've ever seen in my life. Mm-hmm. I turned to Sean. I said, bro, it's not going to cost $5 to get in. I don't care what it costs. We're going in this club. Of course, you're paying anyway.
Right.
But you won blood money, right, there. So we dropped the $100, $200. And yes, the story of the fat girlfriend accurate.
He did. So we hit the dance floor. He starts talking to this girl, and the friend is bothering her.
Yeah.
Tiki, I had to spend 2 hours talking to a woman that looked like Robert Gallery.
Robert Gallery.
The former offensive line boss.
That. Yeah.
And Tommy lucked out that night. Mm. I had more in and out out of the fridge, and I took a flight home.
Your luck can change that quick in that town. Mm, and exactly. You did a nice thing for me. I sent you a letter.
You are
the
ultimate wingman. Who knew this about you, Sean?
Yeah, a lot of people. He doesn't remember it, so he wants to make jokes.
I remember it.
You should forever be indebted.
Yeah,
I remember it.
11 years ago, he was still being cheap and riding my pocket. 888-808-1019. Connie in Westbury. Connie, what's up?
Hey, Connie.
Hi. I was wrong. I called because I thought Tyler Wade was who he came up with and hit that first back-to-back home run.
That's Tyler Austin.
But I looked it up while I was on hold. It was Tyler Austin.
Yes. That's all right, Connie. Anything else, yeah, you want to add to the conversation?
No, but I actually did speak to Sal today.
Oh.
And I said to him, because Sal, he went on the entire show about how he was not going to watch the Derby. And he even said that the players could have voted him in. And who are they kidding? They would have taken the money. They would have done the same thing. So then I told him, well, Judge didn't take all the money.
Oh, boy.
He got offered more by the Giants and even more by the Padres. And he said, well, that's a Yankee thing. The Yankees should have offered him more money.
Thanks for the call, Connie. Good sound impersonation.
Great impersonation.
That's the
but
best.
He's not wrong.
I know.
Judge was offered more.
Yeah, I give Sal this.
The tie to the Yankees was not the same for Soto as it, right, was for Judge. Judge really wanted to be a Yankee. Soto wanted to be a mercenary.
Exactly.
That's what it is. Now he's a Met for life, and it's all good.
Mercenary, a great word there, Teak. Josh in the Bronx. Josh, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Listen, thanks for taking my call. I listen to you all the time. I don't call, but, you know, how about that baby Ruth bar? And also, I want to say to Tiki, I love your smile, bro. I hope they put you in the Hall of Fame as
soon
as possible.
Thank you, man.
Possible.
I appreciate
you
gotta that.
You got to get in there, man. It's
I appreciate
too long, man.
If I don't,
thanks, Josh,
at least my brother's bald head is in there.
Yeah.
Even though he has a beard because he doesn't want to look like me.
You should do that one. You should just go to Canton with a beard on.
Mm.
And then sit outside the bus and see how many people think you're Rhonda. That'd be a good digital thing.
It really doesn't look like me.
I know.
His bust looks not like me at all.
But didn't he go out of his way in helping design the bus to make sure,
yes,
it didn't look like you?
Yes.
How about that for
it
a brother?
It looks like the oddest version of him, and so it looks nothing like me.
Jason in Huntington. Jason, what's up?
What up, Jason?
Fellas, how we doing?
We're
Derby
good.
Sucks real quick. Let's go back to Candy.
All
off
right.
The grid, top three, real quick. Ready?
Okay.
Reese's Fast Break. If you haven't had one, get one.
I don't think I ever have.
Hershey's with almonds.
Oh, Hershey's.
Yeah.
And a Mr. Goodbar. If you don't know Mr. Goodbar,
Mr. Goodbar
is good. Anything.
Mr. Goodbar is good. I've never had.
I don't know about the Hershey's with almonds.
Yeah. It's just a plain Hershey bar with pieces of almond in it.
We normally have them in the vending machines here. I only know that because I get them late at night.
But it's like a Snickers without the nougat and the. Right?
It's just very plain. It's plain.
But not in the Reese's. Yeah. They made a candy bar?
Well, I know they had the Take 5 bar. I don't know the Fast Break bar. fast break.
Because when I think Reese's, I think of the peanut butter like things.
Yeah, it looks like.
Is it Reese's or Reese's?
There you go.
Reese's.
Or Reese's. I've heard it said both different ways.
I think it depends where you're from. Look, that's all it is. I think it's basically like a peanut butter cup in chocolate bar form with a little nougat on the bottom.
I mean, it looks all right.
Yeah, I'm sure it's good. Sometimes, though, the Reese's. Peanut butter in a Reese's peanut butter cup is Reese's. Just right.
I think it's Reese's.
No, it's Reese's.
You just said, dummy, 30 seconds ago, it depends on where you're from, and then you tell
He's
a guy from
Virginia.
Reese's. Okay.
So from here, it's Reese's. That's what I'm saying.
No, but you definitively.
I mean, it's possessive, correct?
Is yes.
An apostrophe on it?
But here's I think, the tiebreaker.
Reese's.
Let me. I think okay, I can sway
ahead.
You.
All right, go ahead.
So they have a couple different things. It's Reese's Pieces. It's meant to rhyme.
Yes.
It's not Reese's Pieces.
Oh, yes. So you're
That's my
right.
trick.
Right.
You're right. It's easy to say it's a Reese's peanut butter cup, but when they come out with the pieces, the whole point right. is it's a rhyme. That's what made me sway to it's Reese's.
Reese's Pieces.
Right?
Yes.
That I not, mean, I not was... what Evan called it.
Well, that we can, you know, listen. Easy, big fella. You definitely don't want to hand that out on Halloween. What he called it. Probably going to have the authorities come
oh,
to your house.
Geez. Avi in Queens. Avi, what's up?
Yeah, I want to make a comment about Sal. He was all morning saying, no Soto, no Sal, no Soto, no Sal.
Right. Yeah.
So what's the process on how you choose a player to be nominated to be the All-Star? I mean, didn't they... The public have a vote?
They do. And the leading vote-getter gets an automatic pass in, like Aaron Judge, and named captain.
So why didn't he get off his rear end and vote for him?
that's what John just said.
Great question.
About 45 minutes ago.
And by the way,
Avi, you can vote as many times as you want.
Yeah. Somebody did tell me that Sal ran a campaign. Now, I listen to them a lot. I didn't hear this in May begging Met fans to vote. I don't think he pushed it hard enough. This was
Clearly
certainly
not, he didn't.
We did a better campaign asking fans to turn around and not say anything
right.
when Soto came to Yankee Stadium, and it worked.
Right, of course. Bleacher Creatures.
You know, some Bleacher Creatures denied that that's why they did it, but we know why they did it.
Of course it's why they did it.
They certainly didn't get an original thing. Dr. P, what's up, Dr. P?
That's me.
What's up, man?
Well, first, Tiki Man, you should be in the Hall of Fame like now.
So I appreciate
you,
man.
My favorite Giant.
Thank you, dude.
You just enjoyed watching you play.
Thank you, man.
No worries. So I think I'm dating myself a little bit, but All-Star Game used to be cool for us because we didn't see everybody play. So when it came to the All-Star Game, you can see all the players
right.
that maybe you were reading about on paper. So it's definitely changed. I don't know what they can do.
Right. To
you
make
know what
it,
I mean?
To make it more yeah. interesting. That's a good point because I remember growing up, I didn't love baseball growing up, but I did like watching the All-Star games because it was all the names that you always heard about.
It was unique.
Right.
That's
you see the Ricky Hendersons of the world.
Right.
You see everybody.
And a pitcher that maybe you loved in the NL mm-hmm. facing a batter in the AL, whatever. Insert the generic name here. It was different. We see everybody now.
Yeah.
It's also, that's happened with every All-Star game.
Well,
the NBA, like the West versus East stuff for all the stars, it was harder to see Lakers players back in the day until the NBA Finals. Now mm-hmm. you see everybody all year long. There's a million. We all
I don't think
packages.
I care about any All-Star game.
I don't either.
But the NFL is a joke. Baseball's the only one that feels like it's a game that's worth watching.
It's a game.
You can watch it. Basketball, I think they're changing too, right? Aren't they going to do the
Oh, right. They're doing like the World and the
something.
Rookie Stars. Did they do it this
maybe,
year?
I don't.
They did something like that, like where it was like the rookies,
right.
the veterans, the
right.
USA
World Stars. But I think they're going to do a more of a Four Nations
four
type
nations
of thing, like with hockey.
Which actually might make it interesting because guys will play hard for it. Just like hockey. Interestingly, yeah. I got interested in the Four Nations thing.
And I hated it.
You hated it, but I was interested in it because it was different.
Yeah.
It was great.
No, it was great. I just hated the idea that those guys were going all out like that. And I don't
want
injuries.
I mean, they did go all out.
I know. And,
you hate it because it killed the Rangers.
Yeah. Vincent Trocheck broke
right.
his finger in it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what did it.
Which one of the Chuck brothers were playing hurt?
The Panther, Matthew.
Matthew Chuck. Yeah. He was like, what the hell are you doing?
Exactly.
And I think somebody on the Bruins got like really hurt. It was
right.
out for a while, I want to say.
It was Charlie McAvoy. He had
the needle?
Yeah, he had like an infection from like a...
Staph infection?
Yeah. Yeah, and he waved from the Jumbotron.
Yes.
Again. Yeah, okay. Like again, it worked. It was fun. Here's what we need to remind ourselves as we as grown men argue about All-Star games and what matters. Mm-hmm. And we sit down to watch tonight. It is for the 14-year-old, 13-year-old baseball
Right. Okay, so
tonight.
Rank them then.
I think baseball's still number one because the the game remains the same.
Yeah.
Number two for me?
To me, it's hockey.
Yeah, it is. Football's got to be the last one because they didn't even play the
Football
game.
Football is last.
So basketball's three, but nobody plays defense. Yeah, hockey's number two. Right. I guess, you know what? To be fair, if the Four Nations thing is here to stay, I may not like the idea of the injuries. But how does that not become number one as an all-star format?
I got to tell you, of all of the ones, I probably am not watching the game tonight. Tegan wants to watch Jurassic Park.
The new one?
No, she wants to watch from the beginning. So watch all of them.
Oh, good for you.
So I'm probably not watching the all-star game. That means that the only all-star game that I will have watched, it was the Four Nations.
The Four Nations.
Which is hockey.
Is. Yeah. So look.
So it's hockey, baseball for me, basketball, look, NFL is last.
And here's the juxtaposition. You want players to care and go all out and be physical. Guess what?
There's no way you can make NFL care. That's the problem.
No, you can't. But you're going to get people like me that scream and yell and go, well, your regular team that pays you is more important. Why are you doing this? But then if you don't do that, you get games that don't matter. And then you get people like me going, this is boring. Why are we doing this?
Yeah.
So it's impossible to please.
No, you're right.
It's impossible. That's why I always remind myself, no matter what my complaint is, there is a 13, 14-year-old who this is everything to them tonight. And that's what it is about.
And sometimes you need storylines in all-star games to make them interesting. Like the Four Nations caught lightning in a bottle because it was USA, it was Canada.
Right.
There was political tie-ins, the booing. So it was like a Rocky movie. There was like so even if you're not a hockey fan, you're a fan of the drama. You're not going to get that every year with the Four Nations or every 3 years. I don't know when they're doing it, but you may
they're
not get that.
They're going to do like a World Cup of hockey now or whatever. But also they excluded Russia out of it because they knew what they were doing.
Right. And next year it was supposed to be UBS Arena, but instead they're doing a kickoff to the Olympic event. So they're not even doing an actual event.
Remember, that's where they got rigged for the lottery.
No, I know that, but what is a kickoff? What does that mean? They're not having a game?
They've said there's going to be some kind of competitive game played. We don't know what this is going to look
because
like.
Right, because they're playing in the Olympics.
The Olympics is next year for hockey.
Exactly.
Or for everybody, but hockey will be. Okay.
More of that. 888-808-1019, Bruno and Bradley Beach. Bruno, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Great show.
Thanks, Bruno. What's going on, man?
Tiki.
What's up?
Giant for life. God bless.
Thank you, man.
Going back to chocolate bars, I was the only guy, big Italian family, I was the only guy who had a built-in pool, so I swam towards my Aunt Annie in the pool and dropped a Milky Way next to her. Aunt Annie dumped in the pool!
Oh, you're evil.
Classic joke as old as time.
All right, did you pick it up and eat it?
What movie was that famous in?
That was in Caddyshack.
Caddyshack,
yeah. Right.
Was it the Tootsie Roll that was floating in the pool? I think so.
Yeah, I thought it was either Tootsie Roll or Snickers bar. I got to look double.
That's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting.
Reese's Penis Butter Cup.
Oh, well, that's a different sort of disgusting.
Man. Ryan and Rye. Ryan, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I got two things. One, most underrated candy bar ever is the Score Bar.
I don't know if they make it.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's like a Heath bar that you see in Heath bar crunch in the ice cream, but it's unbelievable. So most underrated. Second is I have a question. Is Mike Francesa and Rosie O'Donnell the same person wearing different glasses?
Oh, stop.
I've seen that. By the way, that picture has gone around the internet for a long time.
I have not seen that. I'll look in the break.
Just look. It's not for air. We're not going to comment anymore.
Right.
Real quickly, though, Tommy, you have news?
Yeah. So about an hour ago, I pontificated whether or not an all-star game has ever been rained out or there's been a delay. Well, I have some news from Atlanta. The tarp is on the field.
Oh, jeez. Are you serious?
Yeah. So there's the game is scheduled for 8. But no word on a weather delay. This is according to Yahoo Sports. So the tarp is out at Truist Park.
Of course. Atlanta, of course. Now, here's the thing you have to remember with an all-star game and whether they can rush it and get it in. It's one thing to take off a tarp on the field and get a field ready to go. Half of the allure of the all-star game is all the pregame pomp and circumstance. You introduce the players one by one. That's the big thrill. You make an all-star team, you want to be able to tip your cap, do that. So this game, if the tarp is on the field at 6, I have no idea what the clouds or the cells or any of that stuff looks like. The game could be delayed because they can't not do all the pregame shenanigans that go along with it. So something to keep an eye on, obviously, at Truist Park. Maybe we get a game deep into the night, and maybe our show itself has caused major chaos, so to speak.
By the way, according to Kerry, our friend Kerry, the reason that Judge loves Tyler Wade is because apparently they came up on the same day.
Oh, really?
June 27th for Tyler Wade, but that's wrong.
No, I think she thinks the same thing that
Tyler Austin
hit the home runs on the same day.
Right. Goodbye, SNY. Thank you, as always, for joining us. I forgot today for the first time.
I know. I'm reminded. Tiki, I'm waving at him left and right.
Coming up next is Baseball Night in New York, brought to you by the Tri-State Cadillac Dealers.
Also, our friend Carrie Teague, she texted me, and she thinks that a Reese's, not Pieces, but the Reese's whatever, is a chocolate bar. We're fighting now.
Peanut butter cup is not a chocolate.
It's not a Reese's peanut butter cup. Yeah, she thinks it is. She goes, it's covered in chocolate. It's a bar in circle form. I mean, that's a fair point. It's in circle form.
Reese's bar, it is. Like, it's weird. It's like they overthought.
They did.
The pieces.